节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Summer, 你知道莫华伦是谁吗？
好像是一位还挺有名的高音歌唱家，对吧？
Yeah, that's him.
At the age of 65, he announced the good news last year that he was getting remarried.
Yeah.65岁也算是高龄了啊、宣布呢自己再婚的好消息。那他的新任妻子是王冰冰啊、一位比他小了几十岁的女高音啊。So it got people, you know, talking about their marriage.
Right. 他们的婚姻呢还是备受热议的。但是呢我们今天啊主要来看他的妻子王冰冰、因为他呢有一个特点，很爱在社交媒体上秀身材。She's very confident and is often seen shown off her figure on the social media.
Yeah, she's only in her 30s, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's normal for her to have the desire to show it off. 你又年轻，身体又好，那就大方秀出来嘛。
对，那要不我们今天就来讲讲和身材类型相关的表达、以及可以用到的形容词啊。以后再聊这个话题，就不仅仅只知道 thin 或者 fat 这些词了。
Wow, that'd be very useful. Let's get to it.
我们刚刚讲王冰冰啊、说她经常 show off her body, 那她的身材不是那种骨瘦如柴的，而是很丰满、那我们就可以用这个词啊 ,we use the word plump.
Yes, P-L-U-M-P, plump, meaning slightly fat having a soft round body.
Right.
就是有肉啊，但是是非常 attractive, 有魅力吸引人的那一种。
对。
For example, often in town paintings, the subjects appear plump and dignified. 像我们在唐代啊这种绘画作品中，人物啊是不是都非常显得丰满又端庄啊？
对，那如果再肉肉一点点啊、我们就可以用这个词了 ,chubby,C-H-U-B-B-Y, chubby, also meaning slightly fat in a way that people usually find attractive.
Chubby, 您这个词就很可爱啊、所以还经常用来描述一些小孩子啊那胖乎乎的脸还有手。
Right.
And you know, I didn't know before that a baby is chubby everywhere.
Right.
Not just their face and hands, but also their forehead, wrist and ankle. 像小 baby 他的额头啊还有手腕脚腕这些地方摸上去都特别有肉感啊软糯软糯的。
我们 Summer 现在就非常有经验啊。
Yeah.
So, I'm also like a baby.、
Yeah?
My belly used to be chubby.
But you said used to be, meaning it's not chubby anymore. You've lost some weight. It really shows.
不过呢，我觉得我的身材还是那种偏梨形的。这个我觉得也是很常见的一种体型啊。这里呢，我们就可以直接说 pear shape.
For example, a pear shape is one of the most common body figures among Asian women.
是的，像这种梨形身材嘛，在亚洲还是非常常见的啊。那我们除了这个 pear shape, 还有这种啊Inverted triangle.
Right. Inverted 表示反过来的、Triangle 是三角形。那这种体型呢就我们说的倒三角。
倒三角、
right.
对。就是哪样子的呢肩比较宽但是你的下肢是比较细啊瘦这种。所以就整体看上去还是很瘦啊。
对。那这里的瘦诶我们最好不要用 thin 啊。我们可以用这几个词 slender, slim, or lean.
Yes. So these are very good words. So the first one, slender, meaning you're thin in an attractive,or elegant way. 就比如芭蕾舞演员吧啊 They have a slender figure.
对还有 slim 啊就是指那种健康的好看的瘦。比如说她看起来又瘦又健康 She looks slim and fit for her age. And there's a phrase we often use,、slim down, meaning to become thinner. For example, as a result of eating less.
哎对这个 slim down 就是 lose weight, 对吧、就表示减肥尤其是指这个控制饮食少吃点啊来变苗条。Like recently, I'm also trying to, you know, slim down. And just today, I got to the office. It's very hard for me to resist going down, walking into that bakery and getting some treats.
I totally get you. But hey, that's the price for being lean, okay?
Yeah.
这才是我们说瘦的代价啊、就是还是得少吃。那这里的 lean, L-E-A-N, 也可以表示瘦的、meaning without much flesh, thin and fit. For example, if you want to have a lean, athletic body, you need to eat a clean diet.
Yeah, that is so true. Okay, 那我们刚刚就讲了 pear shape, inverted triangle, 还有一个啊很常见的、就这个 hourglass.
Wow.
哇，就是那种漏斗型的身材，什么样呢？就是两头宽，中间细，这个也是那种很饱满的身材，对吧？而且重点是腰还很细。
没错。So when talking about this kind of hourglass shape, it will definitely remind you of one famous person, Kim Kardashian.
哎，对对对，卡戴珊啊，应该就是这个 hourglass 的代言人了啊。
嗯，
那形容这种身材如果要用形容词呢 I think we can have this word, curvy.
Right, curve 本身的意思呢表示弧度曲线、
嗯、
所以这个 curvy 啊在后面加个 y 就是表示凹凸有致的、
yeah.
前面我们说的王冰冰呢她其实也可以属于这种体型啊、
嗯嗯、
So she also has an hourglass shaped body. She knows her physical advantage very well and has an excellent dress sense, which makes her very popular.
是的他知道自己的身材优势而且还有很好的穿衣品味嘛所以就非常自信
嗯，
那刚刚这三种体型主要是描述女生的那男生可以用哪些表达呢哦，不过我们在讲男生之前啊先给大家推荐一个很好很好的英语学习方法就是平常啊大家可以多看一看一些权威外媒的文章比如说纽约时报科学美国人大象月刊等等都是非常好的阅读素材
对自己呢可以通过外刊的文章了解世界资讯提高英文水平但是如果还是想要更细致的学习其中的英文表达呢那就还是要有专业老师的带领了、
嗯、
每周一到周五早上七点我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊已经有超过20,000名同学加入我们的学习了就等你的加入啦
是的这些课程都是免费的大家微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦 OK 那刚刚讲到男生的体型嘛、
嗯、
就还有这两个词啊 ectomorph 和Endomorph
这两个词听上去这相当专业啊
是吧
Ectomorph、就是我们说的外胚型体型、
嗯、
就是那种天生瘦长 A person whose natural body shape is thin 那这个 Endomorph 就是我们说的内胚型
对
天生体质呢就更容易长肉 A person whose natural body shape is round with a lot of fat
Yeah So like if you have an ectomorph body type, although you've tried hard to gain some weight and exercise on a regular basis, say in 3 months, people might still think you're too thin and bony. 像外胚型啊就没有那么容易练出肌肉。
对就是很瘦的那种男生啊、
嗯、
那这里形容男生很瘦啊 there are several words we can also use, like skinny, 啊、嗯、表示干瘦 lanky, 啊就是瘦长的还有一个 bony, 啊骨瘦如柴的。
对。那相反如果你是叫内胚型啊就是你稍不控制就容易长肉了。So if you don't watch the weight, all of a sudden, you'll be overweight or even obese.、
嗯、
这里的 overweight 就是表示过重的。Obese 就是 very fat in a way that is not healthy, 到了不健康的那种胖了。
对那不管是哪种体型健康还是最重要的啊。
是的。
那我们今天讲了这么多表达哪一个可以用来描述你呢可以把这些表达都用起来啊。And that's all we have for today.
对。
最后再提醒大家一下节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。